mess of the Parshas Pekudei. Morning, everybody. I'd like to speak today about cutting cake with writing on Shabbos and the problem that it involves. There's potentially an issa of moichik, of erasing, if one cuts cake with writing on Shabbos, and various other issues that are involved with this problem. So let's just start with the basic klolim of the malacha of kosev, of writing on Shabbos. The Torah, one of the lamatas malachas, one of the ones near the end, are that someone who writes two letters on Shabbos is chayev, even if there is no word written through those two letters. That means even if he writes two bases, which doesn't mean anything, he is chayev. Now, We have the old rule of Chat Hashir Osman HaTorah that tells us that even if a person writes only one letter, the Torah still does not allow him to write half the Shia. Another rule which we have is that one is only Chayev for writing on Shabbos if he writes with something that is going to last, on something that is going to last. That means he's writing on paper, something that's going to last, something that, if it's paper that's not going to last, and maybe let's say, you can see one of the questions which I've printed out on the pictures is, what happens if someone writes in sand? Yeah, how does that work? So there's two rules. One has to write with a material that is going to last, and on a material that is going to last. It's got to be with Dov HaMiskayim, on Dov HaMiskayim. If one of these is not something that's going to last, he is not chayav as far as the Torah is concerned. It's only Osam Midrabonon. Similarly, if they are both not going to last, it's still Osam Midrabonon. So we're going to see a bit later, Mitzvah Shem, some cases where things are allowed. What happens if someone makes a picture? So, if the halacha is that someone makes a picture, this, although he hasn't written, but he has done something that has portrayed a message, has done something that's told us something, it is therefore a toild of kosev, a sub malacha of kosev, for which he is chayev. So the case I've got over here, I'm going to pass it around, is I've got a bar of chocolate. It fell apart as I took it out. And there's a picture of a cow on it. Yeah, I'll pass it around for you to see. So the question is, that there's a picture on this chocolate. If he eats this chocolate on Shabbos, is there an issue? Yeah? So that's something I'd like to discuss a bit later. Ma? Eat and tell me. Engraved, not embossed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that a bit later. Now, we know that if someone who is right-handed writes with his left hand, writing is one of the exceptions, and because someone who is right-handed, who writes with his left hand, the writing doesn't come out properly, it's not a significant normal way of writing, therefore he is potter, but it's still osse, it's called kilach hayad, And obviously, if a left-handed person writes with his left hand, then he would be chayav. With all other malachas, it doesn't work like this. It's only with writing that there is this exception, that if one does it with his left hand, then he is potter. So there's a mechaba in near the end of Chedi Gimel, in the Simen Shin Mem, which says, Yesh li zoya, one should be careful, shloi lichtov be'etz boy, one should not write with his finger, b'mashkim ala shulchan, he shouldn't dip his finger in a cup and write with blackcurrant juice, with grape juice on the table, or with soil, because he is doing something which is, even though it's not going to last, but it's still something which is osam jabono. However, continues the mechaba, avol muta, Lirushoim ba'ave, one's allowed to write a message in the air, kimin oisus, in the shape of letters, because since this is something very abstract, it's not leaving any trace at all of what he's doing, therefore, this is mutter. Now, the Mechaba told us that you're not allowed to write with even if it's not something like ink, yeah, but you're still, there's still an issa, like we said, even though it's not Dovah Miskayim, it is still something which leaves its trace, and therefore it is Osa Midrabonon. Right, but the question is he not breaking the picture when it goes in his mouth? Right, so first of all, if he just breaks it off and puts it in his mouth, and he does break the picture. No, but let's say it does break the picture. Is that a problem? If he doesn't, it's too big. He wants to eat the big piece. There's only the big piece left, and he wants to. Is it a problem for him to break it? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's got four kids, and he needs to split the big piece between four kids. Right? Is it moichuk? So, we're going to get to that a bit later. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, even though let's say someone writes, the Mechaba spoke about writing on the table, what about writing on paper or writing on cloth? There's a similar issue. It's still something, even though it's a material which is not miskayim, it is still something that is going to leave a trace, and therefore it is not allowed. Similarly, if he wrote, the Mishnah Berurah brings a case where he writes on a material which is not going to last him. He used the example of ala yirokas, of vegetable leaves, which is not something which is going to last, but it is still something which Midrabanan is not allowed. Now, they use this heter in Eretz Yisrael where even though they need to mechal Shabbos, they need to keep notes, they need to try and keep Shabbos as best as possible, so they try and minimize their halachos, even though they could be they're allowed to write, but they often write in with materials that are not going to last, and thereby they're not doing the malacha midaraisa, they're doing the malacha midrabanon. What are they doing, Atzala? Right. Right. Right, that's what we did before the Goy came along. What?
Now we've got these pens now, we never used to have them.
Right, so you get the Goy to write with the pens?
No, we can write with it. If the Goy's not right, we can write with this new pen.
Right.
It disappears after 24 hours. Shabbos, the first copy of the paperwork.
So what happens if it happened an hour into Shabbos?
Last round, it's 24. So you get the Goy, you'll get the first copy.
Sorry?
You get the Goy's first copy afterwards.
Right. But this is the whole shaila, how long it needs to not last to be able to be any miskayim. So a couple of years ago we went to the beach. I took my kids to the beach, and we want to make a photo for my bubba in Yerushalayim. So the kids drew this thing that you can see in front of you on the sand, missing you, and we took a picture of them all around this this message which they wanted to send out. So the question is, what happens if we take the kids to the beach Shabbos afternoon, and they want to do this in the sand. Is there a problem for them to do this in the sand? The Mechaber used the case of Eifer, which is a similar material, and the Mishnah Berurah says, similarly, if you use sand, it's also an issue, even though it's not something which is going to last. Therefore, it is still Dovah She'en Miskayim, which is Osa Midrabonim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a couple of other interesting cases. What happens in the winter if someone had a condensated window and he writes a message on the window that you could make an arrangement with your wife, please wake me up at this time. You write a message on the window and she should leave her instructions. The Mishnah Berurah tells us it's Asa, because at the end of the day it's something which is not going to last. It's still Asa Midrabonon. Right, it doesn't need to, okay. Midrabonon, Asa Midrabonon, yeah. Now,
the snow
as well, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, I was just about to say your case, the Mishnah Berurah brings a very similar case, which is, what happens if you've got something which has got frost on it, it's just come out, okay, now they say come out of the freezer. In those times that wasn't the case, but it had something which had frost on it. He brings a Tosefta that says Yechayah for this case. Yeah, he goes even a step further. But either way, it's definitely Asa. So it's definitely something which we have to avoid from doing. The Mechaber finished off with a case that, even though we've said that if you do it with a liquid or some material, then it's not allowed. If one would do it in the air, I'd go like this. Then that is allowed, because then it doesn't leave any trace at all, and that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, similarly, if one would do that on a piece of paper, that's also allowed, not only if it's done in the air, because it does not leave any trace at all. Let's move on for a couple of minutes to the rules of moichik, of erasing. The klal on Shabbos is that if one erases with intention of writing two letters on Shabbos, he is chayev. If one erases shaloy amanos lichtoiv without the intention of writing, and he has no positive purpose for his erasing, that is makalkel, which is osur midrabonon. Because generally we have a rule on Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us that kol makalkel in paturin. So you won't have a melacha which is destructive on Shabbos unless it has a constructive, positive purpose. Therefore, since erasing is in itself a destructive action, therefore we have to change it into a positive purpose, because I want to use it for writing, I want to use it for a positive purpose. So the Bialocha just explains the background of it. He says that the main av malocha of moichik, as we said, is when you're being moichik amanos lichto with the intention of rubbing out two letters in its place, because we learn all the malochas of Shabbos in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they sometimes had to erase. Where did they write in the Mishkan? When they kept the cheshbon of the kroshim, they had to erase aleph beis, they had to put each keresh in the same place as it was originally, and therefore, if one made a mistake when writing the Seder on the Kroshim, he would have to erase the number. Therefore, because he's erasing with the intention of writing something in its place, that is what has to be done in order to be chayav.
Would that apply to one os rather than two with the ksiva?
Very good. So he says this. I'm going to change your question a bit. What happens if, let's say, someone has a blob of ink on paper, and it's not letters? How does that work? So the Bialocha says the same thing would apply, because I'm erasing something, I'm erasing a bit of ink with intention of writing two letters, that is still also something that for which he would be chayev. Now, even though he's not erasing a letter at all, because he's doing it with intention of writing two letters, it doesn't have to be that he's erasing letters itself. What happens if he's got, let's say, a piece of paper that he owes someone money, and he's not planning to rewrite something in its place, but the mere fact that he's erased something, that itself is a tikkun, that itself is a positive, has a positive purpose, which therefore means that it's not being mekalkel by erasing it. So the Bi'ur Halacha says the same, that it brings from the Prima Godim, that the same rule would apply because he's doing it for a positive purpose, and there's a positive purpose coming out of what he's doing, therefore he would not be chayav, he's doing something positive by being moichek, and therefore he is chayav even if he's not planning to write anything. Not if it's got something, empty paper is muksa. If it's got something positive on it, a shtar, if it's used for monetary things, maybe, yeah. But over here we're talking about, I want to know if it's chayav or not. Muksa is drabonon, it doesn't really come to the equation. Yeah. Either way, it's definitely also a drabonon. I want to know if it's chayav and atayra. So anyway, there's a chayav and drabonon.
It's written on paper, it could be written on the kelo,
anyway. Right. Yeah. Okay, then it'd be harder to erase, but yeah, true. The Ramah in Siman Shin Mem Sif Gimel says that one is not allowed to break a cake on which there is writing on Shabbos, even though he is only planning to eat it because of Moichig. He brings this from the Modcha. Now, the question is, how are we allowed to eat cake which has writing on? Are there any solutions for us to get around this Issa? So the Mishnah Berurah already asks that really this writing which he is erasing, which we can see on this picture, is not being erased in order to write, because he's breaking it up, he wants to eat it, that's it, it's not going to write in its place. Says the Mishnah Berurah, as we've mentioned a few times already, there is still an Issa Drabonon which has to be avoided. Even though he's not necessarily planning to erase, he's not interested in rubbing out the writing, it doesn't make a difference to him. However, it is still Ipsik Reisha, and it is still Osa Midrabono. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Dogum Revova. The Dogum Revova uses this, has a few different reasons why we should allow it. He says because it's mekalkel, it's only ruining it, is not interested in creating something positive by erasing the writing. He's doing kilachayad, it's not a usual way of erasing. The Dogum Revova uses all these reasons. The other reason which you just mentioned till now is not planning to write in its place. And in that place, even segregation would be mutter. He brings another reason that the Motko brings this halacha down, a very interesting reason. The words he uses is ugois hatinoikos, the cakes of the tinoikos. Why is he saying ugois hatinoikos? And who cares whose cakes it is? Ugois, which have writing on. So the Dogum Revova proves from here that we're talking about ugois hatinoikos, we're talking about a certain type of cake that the children have. Why do they have this cake? They have this cake because by eating this cake, it's a skula for them to become clever. It's a skula for them to grow better in Torah, I imagine, to do better in cheder. And since he's giving this child to eat for a particular purpose, therefore it's called Dovah Mizkav. It's not anymore something which is mekalkel. But he says it's only in that particular case which the Modcha restricted breaking up the cake on Shabbos. But if it's any other, on a normal case besides for this, then it would be mutter to do even for adults. So he says that the Dogum Revova says that one could rely on this even if one's not breaking up the letters by eating, even if one's doing it with his hand, one could still be makel. The Mishnah Berurah uses it at least as far as if he's eating it, like you said before, he's putting the whole piece of chocolate in his mouth and he's eating it, or he's eating a piece of cake, then since it's derech achila, we find that many other malachas are mutter derech achila, this is also included, is not doing it derech moichig, he's doing it derech achila. That's the first heter which the Mishnah Berurah brings. The Mishnah Berurah brings another heter, and that is a very interesting heter, and that is it depends what material the writing is made from. In this case, over here, you can see that on the paper there's a cupcake with icing on top, and that icing is made from a different material as the cake itself. If, however, the writing is made in the form of the baking tray in the form of there's a mould put on it, which that itself is producing the writing, that is part of the cake, that says the Mishnah Berurah, that is not called Shem Ksiva, that's not called normal writing, and since it's not called normal writing, therefore, Moichek is also not relevant. The Rosh Hashanah explains it slightly differently. He says that it's since it's also called food, since it's the same material itself, therefore it's definitely mutter, and therefore, in any case where the material is the same, where the writing is the same material as the cake, it is therefore mutter. You saw the case before of chocolate digestives. I had recently a case where the plain tea biscuits, they've also got writing in them. It's a mould which every biscuit gets printed with, and therefore that is a problem. The Ramal's case where he acid it, that's only in the case where it's written with ink, it's written with icing, with paint, then it's a problem. What do you mean?
If the word gets split into two.
Yeah.
Okay, Mamma, if you want to break it in half, what does it look like two words? Make it two words.
Right, very good. So we're going to come to that a bit later. You're talking about where you're splitting it along the in between the two words itself. What happens if you want to split it in the middle of the words? So we're going to come to that hopefully soon. Yeah, yeah. 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 I'm not sure. I hear your problem. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah is a bit easier to understand the way. Yeah. Because the Mishnah Berurah said that it's not called Shem Ksiva because it's in the cake itself. But the Orach HaShulchan said, yeah, he said that because it's also a food. I guess maybe in his times maybe they would write more with ink, with proper ink as opposed to food. So he's separating it. So basically any of our icing or fondant or any of that would be mutter. Yeah, it's interesting that he differentiates it that way. Yeah. The Dogon Mavol brings a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara tells us that Yoitzin Besurikin Hamutsuyorin. On Pesach, we can make matzahs out of matzahs that have a tzura, they have a picture on them of fish, of birds on them, and you can yotze seder night with this matzah. Now, there's a problem over here. If one's breaking up a picture, then he should be over moichek. But according to what we've just said, it comes out that it's allowed because it's within the material of the matzah itself, therefore it is mutter. So the chocolate that we passed around before, it comes out because it's a form in the chocolate itself, there is no issue whatsoever. The Chaznish isn't happy with this, because he says, so what if it's the material itself? It's still called kosev. If it's not going to last, then you're not chayav. But at the end of the day, it is something which would be osa jabonon. The Mishnah Berurah clearly goes not with that. The other place can say if one wants to be machmir, you can be machmir like the Chaznish, but many places don't go with this. There's a third reason which the Mishnah Berurah brings, and that is if one makes letters out of honey mixed with water or with other fruit juice, this is also something for which one could be makel. This, I think the same thing would apply nowadays if one would write with whip. Yeah, if one makes a whip, mazel tov with whip, it's something which is very loose, it's not something which is going to last. And someone told me, Rabbi Falk said, this has the same definition as mei peiros and is therefore mutter. What's the reason for this? So the Prima Godem explains that there's a couple of things. Since it's not something which is going to last, it's written on something which is not going to last, and it's something which is not being done with the Almanos Lichtov. There's three shvusim over here, and is not intending to be moichek, therefore one could be makel. That's a third case. If it's very loose, it's not going to last, then this is something which one could be makel.
What about if you write in the ice cream letter in the ice cream itself?
Ice cream, well, if it's frozen. Well, is it in the freezer? Well, if it's in the freezer, then I imagine it's going to last, so it's a problem. I'd imagine so. I'm not following you. Well, if it's all connected, the writing is all connected. So we're going to come to that soon. The Eliyahu brings a different heter, a fourth heter, and he says that if one writes with his left hand, or he does it a different way of kilachayad, the ways which the Mishnah says of kilachayad, he does it with his foot or with his mouth, with his elbow, then he is potter. So he says similarly, if one does moichik like that, then he's also potter. So he says that it's a good idea if one wants to break up the cake with the icing on, that he should do so with his left hand, and then he has evaded the issue. So it comes out, we've got a fourth kula, that if one would do so with a shinoi, someone could use this heter, and this would give an extra allowance. Now, the Avnei Nezer says that from the Rambam, who says that someone, the Lashon of the Rambam is, someone who writes with his left hand is potter. So he says that we know that it's only kosher that someone, if someone rubs out with his left hand, is potter, because the writing comes out distinctively different. Yeah, you can tell when someone's written with his left hand, but moichek, which you can do as good with your left hand as with your right hand, there's no reason why moichek should be potter, just as kosher is. So he says the only reason I didn't need to write it's poshut, but the only reason I had to write it is because I can see that the Eliyahu writes that if one does want to erase, they should do it with his left hand, and therefore I had to just clarify that that there's no difference between his left and his right hand. So it comes out we've used a few heterim so far about someone who wants to rub out the writing on the cake, wants to break up the writing on the cake. First of all, if it's from the same material as the cake or the biscuit, then it's mutter. Secondly, if he writes with writing that's not going to last, with a whip, that is very, very temporary, that's also not a problem. Another heter was, we had the dog and revolver before, it's not something which is going to write in his place, it's also a heter. And the fourth heter, if one really wants to be machmir, then he can use his left hand, and then he's got the Eliyahu as well. There's another shaila which the Mishnah Berurah speaks about related to this, and that is, what happens if one has a sefer with writing on its spine? Yeah, one has the name of the sefer, for example, written on the spine, and on the edges, on the edges, where the papers open, in this place on the sefer, over here, and it can be all nice in gold, and you see it sometimes, and he wants to open the sefer on Shabbos, there's a word written there, by him opening the sefer, he is breaking up the word. Is that called that he's erasing the word on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, not to break up the word. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that is machlokes. There are those. Can he close it as well? Yeah, very good. Same shaila. Yeah, is it to kosher to close it? So in a way, over here, by the sefer, it's worse than the cake. Because by the cake, when he's breaking up the writing, that's it. He's not going to put it back together. So Shnei I'm not slichtoiv. Whereas with the sefer, when he, I imagine, is not planning to learn from the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos, at least not with the same sefer. And therefore, if he opens the sefer, and therefore it's moichek, when he closes the sefer, it could be an issue of kosev. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes. The Ramah in a tshuva is maker with this. There's many achrayim who are maker. That one is allowed to do it. So the question over here more is, it could be a slightly different shaila, that over here, what happens if one is not breaking up the word, he's distancing the letters of the word. Let's say the word was written this way, it was written from top to bottom on the sefer. Yeah, so by him opening the sefer, he might be separating two letters, or he might be breaking up a letter. But over here, he's not breaking up anything that is not going to be put back together. Yeah? So, A vav will go to a yud. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It depends which way it is. Yeah. Yeah. So over here, by opening the sefer or closing the sefer, he's merely distancing two parts of the letters, one from the other. And the question is it the Ramah in the Tshuva says that since he's not really erasing the letter, he's only separating part of the letter, separating two parts of the letter, one from the other. Therefore, there's no issue of being moichek or by closing it by of kosef. Yeah, he says that's not called a malacha since all parts of the letter remain intact and nothing is being destroyed by him doing this action. The Chaznish says that the reason of those who are matir is because it's a psik resha in two drabonons. That means that even though it's something which is going to happen, there's two drabonons which is being done over here. It's a malacha which is eni miskayim. Since the sefer is meant to be opened and closed, there's nothing which is being ruined over it. It's mekalkel as well. It's not amnos lichtoiv. It's not with intention of writing. Therefore, it is mutter. Yeah, but if okay, it's machlekes. Yeah, right. So that's what we said before. Yeah, that here's. Unless if he could theoretically leave it open. Yeah, you don't usually. Yeah. Mask him. Yeah. or you open it, you learn to the end of Shabbos. Sorry. Yeah. The Mishabura brings a different reason. He says that it's like a door. Yeah, theoretically, strictly speaking, when we open a door on Shabbos, it's part of the building, and we're changing part of the building on Shabbos. But as we know, since it's something that is meant to be open and closed, therefore it's not a problem. The same applies over here, since the sefer is meant to be open and closed, therefore there's no issue with moichek and koisef. And he says that we can be soimach on this. This is the minhag, but he says if one has a different sefer, then it's kedai to be machmir and use a different sefer, which is lamaisa, probably the reason why nowadays the Sfarim don't really have writing on the pages in order to avoid this issue on Shabbos. There's another issue which is related to this. What happens if one has a packet on Shabbos and he forgot to open it before Shabbos? For those who are machmir to open the packet before Shabbos, and he wants to therefore tear the packet. Now, it's very common, this packet is not so much writing, but what happens if one tears through the writing as he is opening the packet on Shabbos? So there are two cases which could result in this. One is a case where he's tearing through the letters itself, and one is where he is tearing in between the letters. So we're running out of time. There's basically a machlokes over here. How do we look at bringing letters together or distancing letters from each other on Shabbos? Do we say that the writing is when one creates a word, and therefore even if the letters are already formed, but he's bringing the letters closer to each other, or he's distancing the letters away from each other, that is still an issue of moichek or koisev? Or do we say that the issue of moichek or koisev is when you create the letters themselves, where the letters are already created, just by bringing an A next to a B, bringing an Aleph to a base, that is not koisev, it's not doing any writing, he's merely just placing the letters, and there's no issue with doing that. So there's the machlekes between the Ramah and Tshuva and the Taz on one side, and there's the Mama Motcha and the Avni Nez on the other side, how we look at the Malacha of Kosev. I just want to finish off with one raya which Shlomo Zalman brings from an interesting case which we find by the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem, we find that if one brings letters to get. If someone has the name of Hashem written, he has Yudke Vovke written down, and he separates the letters. So it states clearly in Halacha that one who does so is Chayev. Yeah, from just distance, if he cuts between the letters, he is Chayev. So it would seem from here that why should Shabbos be any different? But says Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's only by rubbing out the Shem Hashem that over there there's a chiyuv, because it's the combination of the letters of Yudke Vovke that make up the Shem Hashem, which therefore means that if a person separates between the two, between any of the letters, he has been mevatel this combination, which therefore means he has destroyed the Shem of Hashem. He's been moichid the Shem Hashem. Whereas over here, where each letter stands independently in its own right, then just like someone who writes two letters on Shabbos, one in Manchester and one in Leeds, he is chayav for doing so. It doesn't need to be that the letters are together in order to be chayav. Therefore, just because the letters are not together, it doesn't mean that it's potter. Therefore, similarly, if one distances the letters, one creates space between the letters, but the letters have already been written on Friday, there's nothing involved in this, there's nothing wrong with doing this. Someone told me a story, there was a story not so long ago of someone on Eretz Yisrael who made a Kiddush, and someone came in and brought him a present of a cake, and on the cake it said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now it was written in with the proper Shem Hashem. And he had a big problem over here. They wanted to eat the cake on Shabbos, so... Oh, very good. So that's another heter which I forgot to say before, that you could theoretically slice off the whole icing on, leave a little bit of the cake, otherwise they'll have a boira issue, and you've taken care of the issue. So this person knew that, and that's what he did. So he took a knife, and he sliced a lot across the whole cake, and he... it was in his dining room, so he put it on a high shelf in his dining room. Right? Now, the problem was that it was all fine and voile as far as Shabbos was concerned. The problem is that on Pesach he went to get a sefer from his shelf, and he when he got to the shelf he realized that there's this icing there with a bit of cake on, which has Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad written on it. So in a normal case you'd say, okay, so the normal halacha on Yom Tov is that you kofar olav keli, you have to put a keli over it. When he gets to Chol HaMoed, you go and burn it. But he's got a problem over here, he can't burn it, because he's been moichel l'shem Hashem. So over here the halacha is you had to bury it. There's a different way of destroying chametz. But either way, this is a different way of dealing with the issue. But either it's definitely not worth putting on the Shem Hashem where it can be avoided. I just want to finish off with a short vart. Tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. We all know the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mamatzim B'Simcha. Just like when Av comes in, we have to reduce in Simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha. We also have to increase in Simcha when Adar comes. So it seems that there's a very close connection between the two. What is the close connection between Adar and Av? So we all know that the famous Rashi. Rashi tells us that was Mishnichnas Adar mean? It means the days of the Nisim, the day of Purim and Pesach, the days of the Geula, the days of the Geula of Pesach when we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We know the Gemara tells us that Benisan Nigalu of Nisan Asidim Nigal, they were redeemed in Nisan, we're going to be redeemed in Nisan, the Geula is going to come in Nisan. So when a person feels the Geula, when a person feels this Geula, that gives a person the Marbim Besimcha, which he can use in his Avodah of Adar. So the Sfasema says this is a time, this is the Chodesh, which is Mesugal to work towards, even more so, to work towards the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash. When we feel this closeness to the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt, we just lay in Pasha Shkolim. Tomorrow night is Echad Ba'adar, Adar Beis, Mashmir Nal HaShkolim. They would announce about the Shkolim, to give the Shkolim towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because these are the days when the Skula is there. And says the Svasem, it's only a person who feels that we're lacking the Beis HaMikdash, he feels a hole, that the Beis HaMikdash is not here, he can feel the lacking of Simcha, and therefore it's our avodah in this month to work towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Especially we see on Purim, the mitzvah of Purim lend itself to that. The Mashal tells us in Sanhedrin that the month of Adar corresponds to Yosef. Why Yosef? Because Yosef was the one where there was an issue of Sinas Chinam. There was an issue of Sinas Chinam against Yosef. Therefore, it's the month where we have to have Achtos, where we have to knock out Sinas Chinam. We have to the whole mitzvah Meshleach Monos, Matan Zevyonim, it's all working towards Achva Vereas, to be Marba Achva Vereas, to be Marba Achtos. And if we all improve in this, then Be'ez Hashem, this will bring to the Be'samikdash HaShlishi, Be'mehir V'yomeinu Om. Amen.